Another issue related to this question of AIs, of course, is the issue of bone and the potential risk of fracture.
There's certainly, on average, patients lose bone mass. And I think that the guidelines, the ASCO guidelines, are extremely important to follow. So the guidelines basically say about bone health and AIs that patients should have an on-study bone mineral density. And then they used to say that you needed to follow it on an annual basis. Even with AIs, you don't catastrophically lose bone. So I think they've been modified. At least there's been some talk about modification that if after the first, you know, one or two bone mineral densities that things seemed reasonably stable or there was a slow rate of loss, that you might actually do them, say, not every year, but every other year. Nonetheless, I think that it is worth watching so that patients with really excellent bone mineral densities at the beginning don't necessarily need to immediately go on to a bisphosphonate. The recommendation was for monitoring, not treatment. And there was a treatment recommendation so that it, when you got close to osteopenia, and I guess one of the things to point out is that bone mineral density doesn't go through a critical transition where all of a sudden you become at risk for fractures. It's a gradual thing. The higher your bone mineral density is, the less likely you're going to get a fracture. And one of, I guess, the encouraging things is that if your patient does lose bone mass, that you can actually give the patient, you know, almost all the bisphosphonate trials show that bisphosphonates, oral or IV, help protect bone mass, so that you have a number of options for looking at that.
So if you have a woman who has a normal bone density, is considering an AI and says to you, what's the chance that I'm going to have a fracture as a result of this? How would you answer?
Well, I would say that if you actually look at fracture rates for women with normal bone mineral densities at the beginning that stay in the normal bone mineral density range, I'm sure, I haven't actually seen the data, but I'm sure that there's no marked increase in fracture rate. Overall, across all patients, there is an increase in fracture rate, which is a strong argument for protecting bone mineral density. I guess the thing to say about bisphosphonates is that there's also the question of tolerability. And so that, you know, if a woman has any anxiety about this, I think that as long as she tolerates bisphosphonates well, the side effect rates, particularly for oral bisphosphonates, are very low. And so the idea that she might take a bisphosphonate for that purpose would be a good idea. The one thing I should say in passing, because this is a mistake that used to be often made, particularly by gynecologists, is that patients should not be being treated with raloxifene for bone mineral density issues, because, of course, that's an agonist, antagonist for estrogen. And there are good reasons to believe that it might actually frustrate the impact or lessen the impact of an aromatase inhibitor. So bisphosphonates are the way to go. The guidelines make that clear.